All right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Come on in. So I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty here in my edit bay. Doing some video editing here on the Avid machine. Been getting real heavy into shit posting lately.
Okay.
Yeah, like, and I never understood the name for it, but it's like those mashups, like, oh, this is The Simpsons, but every time Mr. Burns says yes, classical gas plays, and every note the classical gas plays, you see the entirety of B movie.
It's really just like what if things were things.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's really it. Like, if the more you look for an answer, the more that they make fun of you online.
Oh, of course.
Don't try to understand it.
No, but you just do it. Just contribute to the volumes and volumes.
It's like
and
you're
volumes.
Just shitting. It's like, yeah. It's like how you just shit in unplanned fashion. Like, it just kind of goes. And it's not one of the most stressful parts of your day like it is in real life. You know? So you can do a good run up and you do a couple practice numbers. And
I was about ready to ask you, what are your shits like?
I'm glad you asked, Cole.
No, I don't want to know. Yeah, no, but I'm just picturing somebody walking out of the bathroom.
You don't have to picture. Like,
white as a sheet. Like, what just happened in there, guys? Something.
Yeah. It's bewildering. It's like how sometimes, like, Rose will fart and it surprises him. Like, he'll, like, his eyes are wide. He's like, whoa. And I'm like, I know, but it's weird for me, too.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're editing.
I pretty much told you, you know, it's classical gas, but every note is B movie.
Okay.
Except I'm getting like a buffer overrun on the export. Got some clicks in the humbar and I'm getting some weird kind of, distortion in the video. Is that like a person to you?
Let me see if we're getting hacked by a kind of a max headroom figure.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it is? It's because, we're still connected to Skype. Last time we recorded, so it's connecting to our home network and you're getting stuff from my house. So
So that explains why it's Brady.
It's Aaron Nesbitt.
It's me, Braden Cameron.
It's our new character, Braden Headroom, the new we're bringing on to the episode, boys.
On the episode this week, on the episode, boys, I bet you didn't know the trademark on Max Headroom lapsed.
Yeah, Diet Pepsi.
I'm taking over a Chicago public access station.
station.
Brayden, did you bring a game for us as well?
I did. I knew that you guys were having trouble because I can hear you down the hall, and I brought over make my video by either Marky Mark, INXS, or someone else.
All three kinds, a triplet of pleasures.
All three flavors. That's Neapolitan. Make my video.
Fuck.
I think you mean fuckity 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 fuck fuck fuck.
Welcome to the Fuck Zone.
Fuck Zone featuring the episode boys.
Yes, we're here. This is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to. I'm Gary.
I'm Cole.
I'm Brayden. Hi.
It's Brayden.
And we are doing an Abject Suffering Teenage Dirtbags crossover, talking about the Make My Video series of games that was released on the Sega CD, and presumably some fucking thing that I don't know.
Philips made
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Philips, absolutely. the answer is always Philips. In the early 90s, and boy, did they pick the most early 90s acts to hitch their wagons to.
Cole, you can answer this. This has to have been suggested by somebody, right?
Okay, so here's the thing. Going to Make My Video doesn't pull anything up. How about this? I'll just do a search for
Marky Mark.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the Markio brothers showed up?
The Markio brothers. Okay. So this was suggested by, get this. You guys are going to like this. Evan Jones Thorne.
Hey!
Yay. Whoa! What a coinky dink!
It is. If I wasn't sure he was taking care of his kid right now, I would just ring him and see if he picked up.
You sound awfully sure about that. What do you mean if you were sure?
Oh, this is. So Evan, okay, so actually okay, I have to justify
so
this.
So there's actually an answer for that.
Yeah.
In the context, though, so it doesn't sound like you're spying on him at the moment.
No. Like, just when we record Radio Free Midworld, when he's on that, I need to schedule a little bit later because he's putting his little baby boy to sleep. Yeah. No, so he's taking care of his kid. I'm looking at the clock. It's 8:30 right now.
Yeah. So he's probably, it's not like you have like a baby cam.
No, nothing. He knows
that would
of.
Make his
nothing
son.
Nothing
your
I talk about.
Grandson.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not that I would talk about on the show. No, but he suggested that, saying I can only assume this one has already been suggested. He specifically suggested the crisscross variant.
Okay.
But yeah, that is the only one. The wow. only one that we've got.
I'm really surprised. We don't get a whole lot of Sega CD stuff.
I'll have to ask him about it if he actually played it or not.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
That would be a worthwhile question because this game has a tremendous reputation.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
It is.
Well, it depends on how you define tremendous.
Yeah, tremendously reviled. Like this is a Sean Baby classic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
it's not well thought of.
No, it is not well regarded. I don't know how this happened. I was just told, hey, when we record with Brayton, we're gonna do this episode. And I shuffle things around. That was fine. Is it just because the Teenage Dirtbags kind of thing, or did we just get a Jones in to do it?
A pun intended.
What?
Evan Thurns. Jones.
Jones zone. Anyway, no, it was just because we're doing a crossover because you suggested a video for us, and then I thought I would hoist that upon you as well.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. And and I'm honestly surprised we haven't done it.
Yeah, me too.
It is tremendous.
Yeah.
The
it's a weird word to use.
Doesn't it seem weird? And the nice thing is there's three of them,
right.
So we got to split these up. And I want to just make sure you're not going to make a big deal out of it. But I want to make sure everybody's listening knows that I fell on my sword and was fine having the least interesting of these three musical groups. So you guys all had good picks, and I very graciously allowed it, and I didn't make a big deal out of it, and I didn't try to make it guilt you guys or anything. I was just like, I'll do it. I'll make the do the less fun band. I'll make that sacrifice and be less cool and fun just because I love you guys. And
okay, cool. You realize you are diminishing the gesture by talking about it that much, right?
You realize you diminished me by making me fucking do NXS, right?
you didn't do NXS. I thought you did. I thought you did Marky Mark.
No, that one got snaked.
Oh, he got snaked.
I claimed Marky Mark before we even wanted to do this.
You just claimed him in general in case there was a game.
Yeah, I've seen the posters, Brayton.
It's on our lease. Like, if Marky Mark ever visits, Brayton gets right of first hello.
Yeah.
He gets right of prima nocta with Marky
Mark. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Prima holla. Like,
So I thought you would have wanted the NXS because that feels a little bit like it's up your alley.
I do like NXS.
Yeah.
But I just thought that out of these things, it would probably have the least kind of interesting premise. It turned out to actually be excellent. So it's excellent. It is very fun.
Yeah. And I took the crisscross one, mostly for personal reasons. My brother, whose name is Chris Ross, who attended elementary and middle school in the early 90s, you'll never guess what his classmates shouted at him and called him tauntingly, and he hated it.
Daddy Mac Daddy? Which one was it? Daddy
Mac. Yeah. No, but it was Chris Cross. Yeah, Chris Cross gonna make you jump. So I wanted to take that so I could get some more so I could get some creative jabs because I've honestly never listened to Chris Cross. Okay. Listen a lot to Christopher Cross, but
would you go so far as to say you missed the bus on that band?
Yes, I did. I would go so far as to say, boy, I got caught with my pants on backwards.
So we all put our pants on the same way in the morning, one leg at a time and in reverse.
And in reverse, so. Right.
Yeah.
So I think that the thing about these games, what we should do for this episode, is we all play different versions. And the most fun part of these is the framing devices, I think. So I think we should go around and tell every other person about the framing device for our individual Make My Video.
Oh, of course.
And then we can, that's probably it. Because the actual, the video part, there's not enough to say in a way that makes me angry.
Yeah. Because
I think this has potential to be actually really cool, and it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Brayden, since you're the guest here, I want to throw to you first.
Okay. So I started with Marky Mark. It opens up with Michael Bacall playing Jimmy. I did a little IMDb search here, and Michael Bacall later went on to star in a whole bunch of things and also co-wrote Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
What?
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Oh. Anyway, he's snooping around in his sister's bedroom. They don't really explain why, but he is. Eventually,
his sister... he's a fucking creep?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's odd about it to me is that his sister comes in, catches him, but doesn't acknowledge it. Just like sits down next to him and like starts watching TV. They talk about how Marky Mark is on the television and that this video requires either an increase in Marky Mark's hotness or, quote, he's a serious artist. He needs to be tough.
The guy, the future star of Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, like
the co-star of The Other Guys?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
Serious artist.
That's yeah, and that's where we get started. And then should I continue for what the different premises are from there?
Yes. Yeah. We won't do a round robin. Let's do real premise beach.
Okay. Like, so Mike. So Michael Bacall leads his sister, Lita, who is played by Stephanie First, who I don't know, was never in anything else, to some sort of like boxing gym, and then says like, this guy will know what's tough, and like points to a boxer who then informs you what he wants to see in the video. if you go that route. Otherwise, Lita brings Jimmy to the girls' bathroom at the high school, all the girls go, oh, a man, what's a man doing here? And Lita gets
they call
the great
him a
line.
Man?
Yes, well, that's because Lita gets the great line of, that's not a man, that's my brother.
Well, while dodging the question of why you're inviting him to into the bathroom
right.
with you.
So all of the girls that are in the bathroom inform you that they want to see more Marky Mark with his shirt off, and none of the bald guy. I don't know who the bald guy is, honestly. Having played this game, I don't remember seeing a bald guy.
Okay.
It's a diverse bunch.
Yeah. Also, it is very hard to tell given the resolution of the screen.
Yeah. Then the other option that you have is that, again, Jimmy brings Lita to a group of young band surfer friends, one of which is played by Scott Menville, who has been in a voice actor in literally everything.
Huh.
And another one is played by Seth Green.
What?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yours is star-studded.
Robot Chicken Seth Green?
Robot Chicken Seth Green. Mass Effect's Seth Green. Yes.
Yeah, that's actually a good role. He did a very good job in that.
Yes. He has one line. He is not the star of this scene. Okay, so after you pass through those guys, the last option is that the parents come up to yell at them and say that they should stop fighting and that they have watched a lot of VH1 and know something about putting together videos. So if you choose them, the wife says that he needs to put together a video that's super romantic while he gets visibly uncomfortable.
Son, help us fuck.
Yeah. And it all ends with the final thing is the brother and sister say that the only options that you have are to like redo the same video or just stare at the TV or to quit, upon which time Jimmy informs the audience they can quit. Lita tackles him in what could only be referred to as an extremely sexual manner and says, quitting is not an option.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
The tension between these two is so thick It's so thick and rich. It's like a milkshake. And
no.
And then he, you know, Jimmy leans to the camera and says, "Sister from hell." And okay. That's it.
And then they, but then they go on to get like, be married and have weird kids, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think it's just a sister from hell because he's not allowed to have sex with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like happens.
Yeah, you know, like he and she clearly want to, and you know, he's got to hide it, but she's out flaunting it.
Yeah, I really wish we hadn't.
Like, I'm okay with that. The, like, honestly, I think it's pretty much all right. Like, I don't know if you guys, I mean, that story had everything.
Wait a minute, were these presented in sequence or could you pick?
You got to choose between going the tough guy route, the girls in the bathroom route, the surfer route, or the parents route. And depending on what you chose was basically the video that you got to do. So it was, Good Vibrations, like Get My Money, and some other song. I'm fairly certain that other than Good Vibrations, the other two songs actually didn't exist. I don't know
any of those songs. Does the Funky Bunch version of Good Vibrations pay proper homage to the Beach Boys Teenage Symphony classic?
Oh no, it's nothing like that at all.
Okay.
I think it involves a rhyme in which Marky Mark says something like, "I'm gonna get mine, so get yours. I want to see sweat coming out your pores." Like, and then there's like a lady in the background going, "Good vibrations." And okay. Then that's the whole song.
He plays a theremin by thrusting his hips towards it. Woo, woo.
That's more or less what happens in the video. It's like him working out in an like in a factory, like an abandoned spark factory, and then like occasional other members of the band dancing.
Do you think that Mark Wahlberg's middle name is McGrath?
You know, I don't know what his middle name is. Let's find out according to Wikipedia.
Gary, are you hypothesizing some kind of Chris Gaines situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That wasn't so much a joke as it was just an accurate summation.
Yeah, you called it. Mark is the because I don't call people nicknames. Mark is the he's one of the new kids, right?
No, his brother Donnie Wahlberg was one of the new kids.
Yes.
Okay. And he was not, he was never one, they were, it wasn't both of them.
Yeah.
No. He mentions something about Donnie D backing him up and he's drug free in the song. Cause I know that was an issue.
Are you telling me that Donnie D kicked horse?
Apparently. Yeah.
Thank God.
We were all so worried. Donnie was my favorite new kid on the block.
Donnie was nobody's favorite, dude. Like, Donnie is isn't he the one that like has the weird face? Because there's one of them that was like the ugly one.
That was Danny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
All
that I can say is I was four, had new kids on the block bed sheets, and really enjoyed New Kids on the Block.
Did your parents just think it was the kind of bed sheets you bought for new kids?
I think
like,
so. Yep.
As in like recent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand like, this block thing. It's going on a bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of cube shaped. Our little orange wonder will enjoy that. Are you okay with Orange Wonder?
No, I'm not. Okay. I don't like orange, okay?
Okay.
That's the part that I take exception to.
Well, I didn't know. Now I know.
No, it's fine. Okay. It's,
cool. Hate citrus.
Kumquats.
He's got scurvy.
Diet Pepsi.
When I was, one of my earliest and only New Kids memories is, I had a cousin and I remember, we used to hang out a lot and I was playing Mega Man 2 and she was New Kids on the Block obsessed. And I remember like playing her Mega Man 2 music and asking whether they'd make good backing tracks for New Kids songs. So I was
and the answer is yes.
Yeah, of course.
All of them. Yeah. Just like, you know, there's a New Kids song called like, gonna find a good day after all, or goes something like that. Mm-hmm. That has like one of the most ridiculous like Casio demo track like sound palettes ever. Like it's all like fake horns and like you know, these like really shitty little trills and stuff. It's very funny.
Yeah. I remember a couple years ago there was an NKOTB reunion and people seemed to get really excited.
Oh yeah,
about
they did a cruise.
Yeah. more support for the Mark McGrath thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something
didn't
about
they
Mark's.
Team up with the, weren't they on tour with the Backstreet Boys? Wasn't it like a combo?
Not on the cruise. I think one of my old coworkers might have gone to the cruise.
Oh shit.
Like literally did the New Kids cruise. Because they would, when they reunited, they weren't New Kids on the Block. They were NK OTB. Ah. Like they changed into the acrostic, yeah. And they're the acronym. And then there was a New Kids cruise where it was just like, I try not to be, you know, I don't try not to be cynical. I'm fine being cynical. But like is there literally any way that isn't just so they could have sex with like a bunch of 40-year-old ladies? like literally, yeah. Like I'm gonna do a cruise ship where like. Every single young girl who had their sexual awakening watching our videos is going to be there.
Yeah. And also, I mean, but that's also really good marketing because like their audience is cruise age.
Oh, absolutely.
They're old enough to get their cruise license.
Yeah. They're just like, no, let's go on a cruise.
You know, yeah. It's just like, we're going to go on a cruise. We're going to like, they're probably going to be sunbathing and stuff. And it's, mm-hmm. They're going to hang around the bar and then just like, pick the, you know, the older, the cougar that looks the best.
Yeah, they're gonna skim the cream off the top.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, do you want to go home with, you know, Donnie or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah. Donnie D.
Yeah.
Gonna get with she. Like, I don't know. I just imagine that being a place where like a lot of like young girls' fantasies coming true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a way that makes the New Kids on the Block seem a little bit predatory and weird to me. You know,
dear 17, I never thought it would happen to me.
Dear Tiger Beat.
Yeah. I don't know what the older version of Tiger Beat would be. Like,
yeah.
You know, I just know. Like, what would be the equivalent for dudes like roughly our age? You know, it would be like,
dear EGM. I don't know what the,
or like, it'd be like the Baywatch. But I mean, the Baywatch was an equal opportunity thing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. There was Mammita up for sale. They were carving up.
Yeah.
Carving up a station. I was gobsmacked to see that there is a Baywatch movie that is basically just an early 2000s Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah. I should point out, since this is one of my favorite things I've seen, in the new Fast and the Furious trailer, they race a submarine.
Isn't that some kind of like weird old timey euphemism for sex? Like, hey, yeah, the submarine races.
Well, the pamphlet for the New Kids crew says it is.
Yeah.
But that's the code if Donnie sidles on up to you at the bar.
Yeah. Never
and offers to buy you a racing submarine.
Yeah.
It's not a drink.
Never trust an NKOTB who offers a helicopter ride.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
No.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to I'm gonna do my next.
Okay.
Because I think it I feel like I might have gotten the bad end of the stick. Oh. As far as the framing, so I want to start end strong.
Okay.
So this is the InXS Make My Video starts in a sleazy pool hall with about like 3 minutes of establishing shot of a pool table over All That I Want, or you know that like or Not Enough Time, you know that song.
Yeah, I know.
Not enough time to all that I want with you.
InXS is one of those bands that has way more hits and songs that I know than I think they have.
Well, that's the only one that's on here because this is from their weird like last album.
Yeah.
So this is InXS like way past their prime. InXS are not a 90s band.
No.
Like yeah. they're an 80s band. Which is weird why they're on here. So we established this as a pool table. We have these two like pool foxes, these two like, you know, hot young ladies who are playing pool. As they're playing, it flashes over to a guy who goes, that girl's the devil. And I don't know why. I don't think she's supposed to be Satan. And then it's various people hitting on them, in video form. Like, so if they make a good video, the girls will sometimes like wager things. So there's like two surfer dudes, there's a nerd, and there's two metal chicks who are all hitting on these pool ladies. And, they're just like, you know, the video is pretty good. If you can do better, I'll wear a bikini made of whipped cream. And then like the girl's friend is like, no, you're insane. Don't do that. And then, the girl
get an infection.
Well, yeah. And then also you have to whip cream up in front of these idiots in the pool. But then the girl turns to the camera and is like, I don't think they can do it. Can you do it? It's really trying to like tease a boner out of like young Sega CD fans who didn't get in it, like thought Snatcher was just like a snatch game.
Oh god.
Like I'm a snatcher. And then like thought they would get a bunch of crotch shots and didn't.
Yeah.
So then you go into your thing, and they do the same thing that Brayton's thing is, which is, as far as I can tell, the mechanic of the game. Like I was trying to figure out what it is, and it's people beforehand being like, I hate that duck, but I love close-ups of Michael. And then when you play it, it's like you're playing it like audio surf, and you try to like switch to when it's when it's Michael Hutchence and turn away from that duck. It shows
turn away from the duck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the two surfer guys are really, really rough. It's Ted and Gomez are the two characters. They both have this, like, one of them looks like Alex Winter. Like, they're definitely going for a Bill and Ted thing.
Okay.
And they both have this, like, this kind of, like, they have this, like, kind of messed up face. They don't, like, they have the same face, different wigs. And they're just like, huh, she's so good. Like, it's definitely doing that Beavis and Butthead things. But I forgot, when the girl asked whether you can do better, every time she does it, she hits a pool ball that rolls towards the camera that has a question mark on it instead of an 8. So it
almost hits the camera. Oh god, the Riddler's here. That's the end game.
That's why she's the devil. She's going to steal City Hall, and Batman's going to have to solve a series of clues.
Are you in excess of answers, Batman?
Well, Commissioner Gordon certainly needs you tonight. I've got a devil inside.
Other references.
Yes, we're climbing up that hill, and I'm going to give you a kick.
You left me behind with Need You Tonight.
Yeah, your NXS catalog is perhaps not as deep as mine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little bit older than you.
Yeah.
NXS was a band of my time.
I don't need you to remind me of that.
1988, whereas, like, well, I mean, I'm going to die.
No, I'm just...
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
I like building the picture where I am jealous that you're an older kid.
Yeah. I got the drive sooner than you.
Yeah.
But now we can both drive, but at the time...
Yeah, it was a real advantage you would have had over me.
Yeah. Yeah. I could have run you over, and all you could have done is run away with your spry little legs.
And your desire to live.
And your cool new bunk block that your parents bought you.
It's totally a bunk bed, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I've got it playing in the background. I forgot. One of the things that happens when you fail... is the girl, because one of the things she's going to say is she's going to strip. She is sitting there. She got this big billowy red outfit on. She's sitting in the shadow of two flamingos.
Oh, no.
And she's telling you to go back and start over while she pulls things out of her dress. Like, it makes it look like she's going to take off her dress. But she pulls out a rubber chicken and pulls out a slinky and pulls out a cloth something. I don't know what it is. While, like, seductively looking at the camera and telling you, like, you've got to try harder if you want to do it with me.
Like, you want to do me, really?
Or if you want to do it right, as far as I'm concerned, something like that. I don't know the exact phrasing, but it's so fucking weird. And that's really it's real sexist and gross.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Huh.
It's watching. It's funny.
But literally, they are just making demands while they tease your junk.
Yes, and just being like, if you edit this video well enough, like, as somebody who's done editing, I can confirm that it is not a sexy thing.
No, it is a meticulous and solitary pursuit that if you do it right, nobody notices that you've done it.
Exactly. It's the kind of thing they do at the Annex Awards, for Oscars. Like, it doesn't actually show up in the main awards.
Yeah,
they do it beforehand. Technical awards.
Yeah, just to let you know how this works out, the school that I went to in college, it was a conservatory of music. All of the people who were editing videos were down in the basement, almost literally under the beautiful people at the height of their physical and creative peak, doing ballet and shit. That is exactly what happens. All of the pale bureaus are down here learning the difference between Final Cut and Premiere.
Yeah.
Not that I resent it or anything.
Of course not.
Would you?
No.
What's the crisscross story?
So, mine, I think, suffers a little bit because it is very low production value. It takes place inside of a what appears to be a hip hop radio station, and the main character is somebody. Let me look here and see. It's like DJ Packer or something like that. And the way he introduces himself, he says, "I am the Pac-Man who ain't no white man."
Is he a white guy?
No. He is totally an African American person.
Okay, because that would have been I would have had a real problem with, yeah, like white rap DJs starting off saying I'm the Pac-Man who ain't no white man.
Yeah,
to try to get in cool with the kids who are into Crisscross who are buying Sega CDs.
But no, he's talking into the camera and he's doing like weird little like DJ prop tricks into it, and he's taking calls, weirdly enough, from people making requests about what they want to see in the video. Like, say, I've got my man in the control booth, I'm taking your requests, etc., etc. And so, like, the entire conceit, instead of like picking, hey, I want this to be manly or I want it to be cute, it's like you just pick the name of a person and the song that they want, and then it plays like their phone call audio as you see Pac-Man, you know, like reacting to them. So one of them is like, his name is like Lester, and it's a white dude who's like, oh, I am a hip hop jive man who would really love to see. It's like, oh, come on, you're sounding real corny, guy. Like, okay, is what the guy fires back. He's like, yeah, okay, I'm white, but I would love to see a video with lots of effects and maybe lots of cars. Goodbye. But yeah, it's literally just like, I think maybe the same dude doing a bunch of different voices. Like, there's a person with a bad Boston accent. There's a little kid who says, like, put me on the video, Mr. Packerhead, which definitely talking about a penis there.
Yeah.
And like,
so does it, at any point, Cole, if I can jump in here, I'm sorry. Does he say, I'm the Pac-Man?
I think that this might have predated the Scatman.
Is this another episode of Scatman Origins?
Begins.
Those things you call dead haven't yet had the chance to be born.
Well, I'm definitely making up a segment for that. Yeah. when did that video? That was like what, mid 90s? I think it was like 95, right?
Oh God, I have no idea.
I mean, Scatman has a rich lore, like, I think, because he comes from Scatman Crothers, I think, is his dad, maybe? And then he becomes, I don't actually know that's true.
Scatman Crothers, he had a kid with a stutter, okay, and yeah, he was very disappointed because he thought that he wasn't going to be able to send him off to
purpose?
The...
No.
And his dick was the size of no other.
Yeah. He loved to milk cows by their udders. I don't. Yeah.
He said a good rhyme and saved him some time.
Yeah. And then he liked to drink milk right out of it.
And then he brought shame to his mother. It's a real sad limerick.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
No, I can't even finish that. This is the end of Scatman Begins.
Scatman Origins of the Soul.
No, the real star of Scatman Begins is the city of Scatopia.
Some say that Scatopia is a character in and of itself, and I would agree.
Yep. I mean, just by all of the flora. But yeah, that's the setup. It's like, you know, like they just got, I think, somebody from the studio to do a bunch of different voices as they had this one person. Like, I'm actually kind of jealous that you all had, it seems like you all had like actual production values, and no, I just had a VO booth.
And this was definitely shot in like a basement that somebody brought a pool table in, and that's it. Yeah. So
okay, so I shouldn't feel too bad. Did you guys have sudden cinema after your videos?
What do you mean by sudden cinema?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe this was a Crisscross exclusive, because after I completed a video and I watched it back, all of a sudden it would say like, hey, here's sudden cinema, and it would show this like stock footage of like stop motion dinosaurs in black and white fighting each other, as two different voices said, "Boy, I really like pictures of cars, but I hate black and white. Ah, well, that's just, I'm going to bite you now." And then like you have to make the video that they ask you to do.
No.
Yeah, so like you are living up to Dino request, because sure as shit, the Dino that wins is going to kill you, because I mean, it's just transitive property of Dino death.
Weird.
Yeah. That's strange. And I did not experience that.
No.
And I'm okay that I didn't. Yeah.
But yeah. Have we talked? So we mentioned a little bit about the mechanic of this. Like, what you're doing is you are trying to fulfill the requests of the people who, like, intro your selection, right? Saying, like, I want to see this, this, and this. I would like to not see this. And maybe if you can throw this in. And that is the mechanic that they're asking you to kind of satisfy, is watch these disparate video streams and then, you know, do some switches. So it's like being in a control room for a television show, like, you know, camera one, camera two, and then applying that stuff.
Yeah, in the case that, like, you know, Marky Mark's Good Vibrations, one was the actual video, another was literal. It was stock footage of what Marky Mark was literally saying, and then another one was cartoons of what was happening with the music. So it was like if he mentioned a house, there was a picture of a house. If he mentioned the nation, there was a picture of a flag. You know, in the musical one, it was like a spider playing the drums during the breakdown, or like a fish playing a tuba. I don't, you know, it was like,
it sounds delightful.
It's, I mean, mine had that, but not, I mean, it was all just stock footage, but the stock footage was random. It wasn't related to what he was saying. So it's like, and a lot of like cool sports, because NXS is a rock band. So it would just be the, you know, the NXS video, and they'd be like, what if some dudes were, you know, water skiing? And then you could cut to water skiing, or you could cut to cartoons of a monkey, you know, back and forth. Like, and the worst thing about it, and I was talking about this with Brayden, like the thing that makes this suck is that the, well, I mean, stock footage sucks.
Of course.
In general, but like the thing that makes it suck is the stock footage changes to different things. Mm-hmm. So, my edits, it's already doing edits.
Yeah.
You know, like it's editing itself. Like I don't get to make it's in excess. We made a video. You know, like we made three videos. Like
we made a video for the zoo.
We bought a zoo. Yeah,
yeah.
We bought a zoo TV. It was on clearance after YouTube. But the so we just, I would switch to something. You know, thinking like, oh, okay, you know, I want to take this kind of seriously. It begins with an excess, silent enough to play one of like the third single from their comeback album that didn't do well. And then they, I was okay, cool. This is a black and white stock footage of a train. Let's switch to that. And then the footage I switched to would switch to like a lady in a bikini, like laying down. And it's like, I didn't choose that.
No,
you just did this cut on your own. It doesn't matter what I do. You know,
it's
really discouraging.
Yeah, I wanted to cut to this to this claymation picture of a cyclops giving a thumbs up so I could do a freeze frame, but then all of a sudden that switches over to a rocket taking off in reverse.
And you could do a freeze frame for as long as you want, which I really like. Because you just switch to something. If you get the right frame, you can just stay on that thumbs up. Like the first, you know, it's the regular video for, you know, a minute, and then goes to that cyclops, and then just that cyclops for 2.5 more minutes.
I just used it to make sure that Marky Mark's lips got out of sync. Like I used that, like I did the slow-mo for that, and
I would do the blur to censor things.
Yeah.
So, because implying the cyclops is nude.
Yeah.
Or he's holding up a penis in his hand instead of his thumb.
Right. There's not enough granularity for that, though. Speaking of granularity, the resolution of this thing is like sub AOL. I'm going to download a trailer of The Animal starring Rob Schneider resolution. Wow. It's real. It's real bad. It's like a postage stamp.
Yeah. It's submissed.
Yeah. I kept trying to like zoom in to like be able to see it, but I knew that was futile.
Yep.
Yeah. But this is so close to being such a good concept. Like if it wasn't Poison, I would love to see something that was like that. It wouldn't have to be like licensed music or anything. Just like make it almost like a Sound Shapes kind of thing. Well, where
Let me go back. Cole, what if it was Make My Video for Poison?
Ooh,
okay.
No, the band, not the song, not the Belle de
not
DeVoe
the concept.
Hot track.
Okay,
no, just literally any song like Poison. So you would have you would have Belle Biv DeVoe, you would have Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Yeah, you would have any Poison song.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All the songs are Poison.
Mm-hmm. Lords of Acid, which is a kind of Poison.
I would argue that acid is
a kind of Poison. I don't know.
These dirt bags are not going to let you get away with that one, Ross.
No, no, I'm not
going to. Taking you to task on your own show.
I just wanted to reference Lord of Acid because I was listening to them the other day.
Oh, was it like 90 Flashback Friday or
no,
what?
No, it just came up on like a randomized thing. I was like, okay, I'll be fine.
This is a ringing endorsement. Like,
I'll be fine.
I'll be fine now that Lords of Acid are here.
Everything's gonna be okay.
We're gonna take you to our kingdom of acid.
Yeah.
So this was made.
Before? Yeah.
This was made by the same people who did all of the. They did Kids on Sight. Like they, these did all the FMV games for Sega CD.
It took me a minute to remember what Kids on Site was.
Kids on Site, make my video.
Make my accidents.
Make my funeral.
There was that where I heard Kids on Site and I thought it was like a really bad ripoff of like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, where they were just on top of glasses the entire time. It's a terrible idea for a game.
So literal.
When we did this, I thought this was going to be, I was like, oh, we're picking through the three things. I forgot NXS did one. And I thought CNC Music Factory did. But that's because CNC Music Factory got their own game called Power Factory featuring CNC Music Factory.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to do that next.
Power Factory. Featuring CNC Music Factory. It's like, how many factories you got going on? But it's essentially the same thing.
Yeah. Just give me some warning before we do that, because I need to dress properly. I understand they will make me sweat.
The first song, gonna make you sweat. But it's got things that make you go, which I get that song stuck in my head with embarrassing frequency.
So you're going to have to wear like gym clothes and then a beret.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yep, and we'll go down to that factory full of steam that or that they open the new Wahlburgers place in.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't know if I have much more to say about this bad boy. I didn't find very much game fact stuff. I was like looking around, and I thought I would. The weirdest thing I found is a review by Unleashed Vortex, who the title of the review is. Thank God that Michael Hutchins was insanely attractive.
And the review, or else.
The review is all just like a review of the game. And there's nothing. This person takes all comers because they talk about the attractiveness or unattractiveness of everybody who shows up in the video while just doing a regular review.
Okay.
But that's the title.
Is that like a theme? Is this a person who goes around like talking about like, ooh, God, man, this is full of some sexy dudes.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Please look up the cover for Power Factory featuring CNC Music Factory.
Okay.
On your respective Windows devices.
Let me mute.
Okay. I mean, you have to watch. No, don't watch the game. Watch the cover. I just want you to Google image search the the cover. It's something else.
Uh-oh.
Like, there's that Cyclops.
Cyclops is back. Was the Cyclops in your guys' videos too?
No.
Huh.
I'll tell you what wasn't in my videos. The Nintendo Power font, which is on the cover of this thing.
I think that's Zach the Lego Maniac as well.
It is, and he's seeing through time.
My goodness.
There's a woman who smelled something bad.
Yep.
Oh, there's a screen cap of definitely a guy who works in a factory.
Oh yeah, the power factory.
Yeah, that's where all the power comes from.
The back copy. Punch in, homeboy. It's your shift at the CNC Music Factory. In this revolutionary interactive make your own music video for the Sega CD, that you need to boost productivity and hammer out some fresh new music videos for platinum artist CNC. Punch in, homeboy.
Punch in, homeboy.
Yeah.
Turn in a world-class effort, and CNC will skip their board meeting to congratulate you personally with a factory honors and bonus.
Well, clearly they run the power factory.
They're
like,
taking
the
board meeting.
They're taking the metaphor way too far.
Like, what are the board's demand? Why don't they factories usually have a board of directors? It's a factory.
It's a private owned factory conglomeration, and it's, you know, it's a utility. So yeah, there's a lot of negotiations goes on with state governments.
There's supply lines, labor disputes.
It's a lot to be discussed.
Yeah. That was less of a joke that we all did and more of just a description of a business being run.
The bit was in how terrible it is.
This is ridiculous. Gary, if people voted for the Creative Software WAF, we totally would have talked about these, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have played one for a second.
Yeah. That's all it takes, right? You just play it for the length of a Criss Cross song.
Yeah. No. it's get their board meeting. Give you quote unquote factory honors. What are factory honors? That feels like a way that you would, if somebody's new to a factory, the way you'd haze them. Like, we're gonna give you factory honors, and it involves like dipping your head in the smelter, you know?
you describe horrible murder.
Yeah. It's not called like the Peace Factory or like the, you know, the Build-A-Bear Factory.
Yeah, you described something that happened in episode 3 of season 4 of Fargo.
Yeah, you probably get like 2 shiny quarters for the extremely outdated vending machine.
Of course, yeah,
yeah, just like in the company script.
Yep,
coin wallet factory that you got in your pocket.
This will get you all the Fresca you can drink.
And this one will take away all your Fresca and they look identical to the naked eye. Which one will use? This C only tells the truth and this C can only lie.
Diet Pepsi.
I found a little bit of just like GameFAQs weirdness more than anything. So on the Criss Cross. Yeah, the things that make you go game facts. No, but one here on the Criss Cross board, rest in peace, Chris Kelly of Criss Cross. And then just it's a link to a CNN story about Chris Kelly passing away. It's his obituary with just just a sad smiley on it. And then there's one response. I knew of Criss Cross for years, but being born in the early 90s, I didn't know of them when they were huge. I looked them up after hearing about their death, and they are pretty decent. I also got my Sega CD working again. I was thinking of picking this game up. Cool story, dude.
That's good.
I have no investment in your grief, but here's how this affects me.
I feel like if he, well, it's because he didn't do the proper thing. Like if he really wanted to honor the guy from Criss Cross, he would have done a FAQ. And then thanked him in the bottom because that's what you do.
I would love a fact for this.
Can I want to thank Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy making me go jump, jump.
Riggity, 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 rest in peace.
Everybody mourn now.
On the Marky Mark one, there's a topic that just says comment if you're here from Dark Souls 3.
What?
It's like they knew you were coming.
Oh no.
They rolled out the welcome mat.
Unplugged the router.
Well, you got that Amazon thing that spies on everything you say, so that's probably what happened.
I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, I think we should move on.
I think we should
with our lives. This was fun, Brayton. Thank you.
Thank you, Brayton.
Thank you,
Brayton. Where can people find you online?
Boy, you can find me on my podcast, Teenage Dirtbags, which I host with Gary Butterfield.
Yeah,
so it's on NPR.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me take a sip of my
coffee. We need to have a talk. Like we got picked up by NPR.
Yeah.
Out of all the shows of the network, they chose that. I'm Ira Glass, and I think this is really cool.
Jad Abumrad is going to do all of our producing going forward. So.
Oh my god! Every episode's an insufferable nightmare.
It's just what I always wanted.
Yeah.
You can do that, or you can follow me on Twitter, Brayton JC. where I tweet maybe once every 3 months. But I get lots of people following me that I've never heard of.
Yeah. That's what being famous is like.
Oh, yeah.
You made it.
It only
man.
Happens once every 3 months, but they're solid gold.
Yeah.
Well, there's a picture of him drinking once.
Oh, man, what a badass. Like,
yeah.
This is very cool.
Yeah.
It got to make you sweat. What else?
If people want to support this network and the things that happen on it, including Teenage Dirtbags and this show, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Evan, for recommending this game.
Yeah, thanks, Evan.
Evan, you're good.
Evan, you can find him on Radio Free Midworld, and he's delightful.
Yeah.
Gear, I'm not going to let you throw shade at this man.
He's good. What shade? He's good.
All right. Okay.
Good means good.
Fine. I'll just raise my hands. It's fine.
Evan means Thor. thanks, Evan. And thanks, everybody who's listening.
Yeah. Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah. And until next time, who is Marky Mutt and the Funky Bunch?
And the furry bunch. Marky Mutt and the furry bunch.
Who is Pac-Man?